USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings, a gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
This Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout-out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizedHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
A pair of medical experts testified at the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin that George Floyd died from a lack of oxygen, which damaged his brain and caused his heart to stop. Dr. Martin Tobin, a pulmonologist and critical care physician from the Chicago area, detailed his opinion about the cause of Floyd's death on May 25, 2020. Tobin said that Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck, back, and side played a factor in his death. He noted that Chauvin's knee remained on Floyd's neck for another 3 minutes after there was no oxygen left in his body. He also said that Floyd's leg movements during the arrest also indicated that he was experiencing a seizure. He also noted that Chauvin's other knee against his left side hampered his ability to breathe. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the economy is headed toward a strong recovery. He said it was due to quickening vaccinations and signs of rapid hiring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Millions upon millions of cicadas will be emerging after 17 years underground in certain states. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Billions of broad-eyed cicadas will emerge this spring after 17 years underground to fill the air with their buzzing mating calls. Starting sometime in mid-April to May, billions of cicadas will emerge after 17 years underground in a dozen states from New York west to Illinois and south into northern Georgia. And once they do emerge, Michael Ralp, University of Maryland professor, tells NBC News,
they're going to be loud. Remember, hey, these are teenagers. It's going to be a big boy band in the treetop.
The cicadas could be 80 to 100 decibels, which is about the sound of a lawnmower. Professor Ralph continues as far as what you can expect.
It's going to have birth. It's going to have death. It's going to have romance in the treetops. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones when it comes along.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another mass shooting, this one in South Carolina. 5 people, including a prominent doctor, was shot and killed. Sheriff Kevin Tolson said the gunman later killed himself.
We have probably more questions than what you do about this case right now. We are working hard to provide some answers. Obviously, one answer is why.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.